Welcome to the Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Let's go to Luke. We heard that one of the books in the Bible where Jesus' story is mentioned is Luke. You know, I forgot recently. I was like, oh, it should be in all the Gospels, but it's only in Matthew and in Luke. Where you hear the birth story of Jesus. So Luke chapter 1, we're going to read from 30 to 35. It's going to come up on the screen on the slides. And if you have your Bibles, just follow with me. Luke chapter 1, 30 to 35. It says this, "And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name. You shall call his name. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him to the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.' And Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be, since I'm a virgin?' And the angel answered her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. He will be called Holy, the Son of God.'" Verse 32 says, "He will be great and he will be called the Son of the Most High." Heavenly Father, we love you. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your truth. We thank you, Jesus, that you came onto this earth. We thank you for your life, for your love for each one of us. We thank you for your love for everyone in this world. We thank you, God, that you care about each one of us. And as we come to your word this morning, our hearts are open. Our minds are ready. Lord, speak to us, spirit to spirit, deep to deep. Challenge us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So we hear about Jesus in the Bible. We've sung about Jesus this morning. The question I want to ask you this morning is, what can you say about Jesus? What can you say about Jesus? Think about it. There's so much that we can say about Jesus. So much. Where do you start? Where do you finish when it comes to talking about Jesus? Do you actually talk about Jesus? Do I talk about Jesus? We talk about him at church. Do you talk about him at home? Do I talk about Jesus at home? Yeah. I'm seeing some nods from the kids. But do you talk about him at school? Mm-hmm. Do you talk about him at the cafe? Do you talk about him when you're walking, when you meet people? Do we talk about Jesus outside the four walls of the church? Do we focus on him day to day in our conversations? As we work, as we do what we do, do we pay attention to Jesus? See, what you say comes from somewhere. Where does what we say come from? It comes from what we hear. Do you hear what I hear? You know, what you say comes from what you know, what you see, what you feel, what you've experienced, what you are experiencing. What do you know about Jesus? What do you see of Jesus? What have you experienced of Jesus? What do you feel about Jesus? How do you feel? What have you seen? We see Jesus Christ throughout the whole Bible. From Genesis all the way to Revelation, there's shadows and types that are leading to the story that we celebrate at Christmas. The Savior coming, Jesus' fingerprints, his presence is throughout this whole Bible. But will we ever fully comprehend who Jesus is? What can you say about Jesus? Does it end on what we say about Jesus? Will it end there? It can't just end with what we say about Jesus. We can't just give him lip service. I can't just give him lip service, talk about it where I'm comfortable. It actually needs to be something that we walk out. Something we live out. Not something we leave out, but something we live out. We are to walk out what we say about Jesus. We're to walk it out. We're to live it. So we are to walk out what we say about Jesus. If you say Jesus is the healer, do you ask him for healing? Do you believe for healing? Are we praying for others for healing? We're to walk it out. We're to live it out. We had a whole series last month on healing, divine healing. If you missed that, check out the podcast. It's 4 weeks in a row just talking about healing. We are to walk out what we say about Jesus. If you see Jesus as your guide, oh, he's my guide. Am I actually dependent on him? Do you depend on Jesus? Can people actually tell when they look at you that you depend on Jesus? What difference does this Jesus that we're singing about actually make in our day to day? We're to walk out what we say about Jesus. If you say that Jesus is the vine, John 15 verse 5, Jesus is the vine. Are you the branch? Are you being the branch? Are you staying in him? Are you abiding in him? Are you remaining in him? Sitting with him? We're to walk out what we say about Jesus. You say he's King of Kings. I say he's Lord of Lords. I say he's my Lord. But do we have other idols in our lives? Do we have, he's not an idol, but do we have idols in our lives that are taking his place? We are to actually walk out what we say about Jesus. He is to be supreme. He is to be number one. He is to be the chief. In Colossians, come with me to look, Colossians chapter 1, 15 to 23. It talks about Jesus being the preeminent one. Preeminence means highest, rank, chief, first. Verse 15 says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. There's that word. For in him all fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. We are to walk out what we say about Jesus. He is to be the preeminent one, our number one. What can you say about Jesus? Can people actually tell that you've been with Jesus? Can people tell that I've been with Jesus? You see, the people that know me know my name's Steve. I had to put it on my shirt today to remind people. But people that know me would know my wife, Candace. They would know my kids. Why? Because I talk about our kids. I talk about my wife. Can people tell that you've been with Jesus? People will see me with my wife. They'll see me with my kids. Can people tell what it is that you love? Who it is that you love? See, when we talk about Jesus, we give words about Jesus. When we talk about people, we give words of affirmation to build people up. When we talk about Jesus, we're actually magnifying him. He's already big, but we're making him bigger in our eyes, in other people's eyes, bringing who he is to the forefront. Where is Jesus this Christmas? Everywhere you go, in your house, in the marketplace, at work, at the coffee shop, at the gym. What will you say about Jesus? When you talk about Jesus, because you guys love to talk about Jesus, in and out of church, you love to evangelize, you love to share with family. When you are talking about him, can people actually tell that you're talking about God? No. You see, God and Jesus are one, the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, they're one. There's many people out there just going, Jesus this, Jesus that. But when we talk about Jesus, can they actually tell that he is God? That he is God incarnate? Can they tell? Because the Bible tells me in Hebrews, come with me to Hebrews chapter 1. It says in 3-4, he is the radiance, talking about Jesus. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Jesus' name is way higher, better than the angels' names. He is the supreme one. He is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus was there from the beginning. What can you say about Jesus? Can people tell that you've been with Jesus? As we grow, as you and I grow as Christians in knowing God through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, we actually get to know what God says about Jesus. God speaks about his Son. He's spoken about his Son. As we walk with the Lord, day to day, we actually hear how much he loves his Son, what he thinks of his Son, and we grow more in love with Jesus. What does God say about Jesus? Hebrews chapter 1. Let's hear what God says, some of what God says. Hebrews 1, 5, all the way to 14. Verse 5. This is what God says about Jesus. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? Or again, I will be to him a father and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. Verse 7, of the angels, he says, he makes his angels wings and he ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, your throne, O God. This is the Father talking about Jesus. He says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. Verse 9, you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. He's talking about Jesus. And you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will wear out like a garment, like a robe. You will roll them up like a garment that will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. And to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand? Which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? This is some of what God says about Jesus. What can you say? What can I say about Jesus? Can people tell? Can people smell? Can people sense that you have been with Jesus? Being reminded of this today, singing all these carols in church today, will you actually talk about Jesus this Christmas? It's the 14th of December today. This is the time to talk about Jesus even more. Will you talk about him this Christmas? This afternoon, that family lunch that you have. Tonight, that engagement that you have. At the gym, when someone just asks you, you're going away. If you're willing, God will give you an opportunity to talk about him. At the park run, Leo, yesterday, he was inviting people to carols. Doesn't matter if they say no, but you've done your part. Will you pay attention to him in the busyness of this season? Will you pay attention to Jesus? Will you sit with him and spend time with him? Will your conversations involve him? Ian, if you could join me. Church, do you love him? Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Yes. So if we love Jesus, we've got to let it show. We actually have to let it show. I hope people can tell that I love my wife. I've got to keep growing in that. I hope people can tell I love my kids. Can people tell that you love Jesus? We've got to let it show. We've got to walk it out. How could you show his love this Christmas? See, his love is attractive. Jesus' love is attractive. When we talk about him, and even more when we live out what he asks us to do, which is to love one another as he has loved us. He says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. When we do that, people are attracted to him, but they're attracted to him through you and I, through his people. He uses us as signposts to draw all men unto himself. So if you love him this Christmas, let it show. I'm going to finish this morning with a long reading, so bear with me. But it's about Jesus. And I'm reading this book called Amazed by Jesus. Amazed by Jesus. Are you amazed by Jesus? Or has he just become a name that's just part of your vocabulary that you just reach out to when you need? Or are you amazed by him? The man who wrote this book writes a whole poem about how amazing Jesus is. Consider these things. He reigned divine in unapproachable light and incomparable glory. He created all things and kept them going by his powerful word. He was endlessly worshipped and adored by myriad upon myriad of angels. He overflowed in restless love and created humans in his image to love. He created a paradise and gave himself to us in a garden of delights. He gave us free will so that we might love him back in freedom. He did not turn away when we turned away, but he kept advancing towards us, open-armed. He covered our nakedness in shame. He never gave up on us, never rejected us, never stopped loving us. He chased us through the corridors and contours of history. He revealed himself in creation and conscience, in words and wonders. He chose his servant Israel to reveal his glory to the world. He graced us with sacrifice and temple and law so that we could stand before him. He planned and prophesied and prepared his particular coming to us. He is amazing. He wed himself to human flesh in virgin womb. He took upon himself our very nature so he might give his nature to us. He dwelt among us, one of us, and he drank the earthly cup to its lees. And age 30, he left obscurity and began his public ministry. And he spoke as no man ever spoke before. And people who heard him were amazed, and some afraid, and some angry. And he called people to leave all and follow him. He said he was bringing the kingdom of God. He showed us he was the king of the kingdom. And he showed us that his kingdom was a kind kingdom. And he showed us that his was a powerful kingdom where lives were transformed. And he gave us the keys of the kingdom. And he forgave the sins of the adulterous woman and the cripple who got up and walked. And he tenderly touched the leper and healed their skin and removed their shame. And he bent double with compassion at the suffering he saw in others. And he raised the dead boy and gave him back to his mother. And he raised the dirt girl and gave her back to her father. And he raised his dead friend and gave him back to his sisters. And he opened the eyes of the blind, and he opened the ears of the deaf, and he opened the prisons of the tormented, and he opened the minds of the questioning, and he opened the way for us to God. Now that is amazing. And he fed 5,000 hungry pilgrims with 5 small loaves and 2 fish. And he commanded the wind and waves to obey him, and they did. And he ordered the shadows to depart, and they did. And he taught us to pray to God as Father. And he called his disciples his friends. And he had a special heart for society's outcasts. And he was transfigured and revealed in all his glory. And he wept at the tomb of his friend. And he was homeless with nowhere to lay his head. And he made friends with tax collectors and sinners and betrayers. And he loved the rich young ruler who loved his money more than God. And he turned over the tables in the temple to stop the money changers ripping off the poor. And he prayed for us to know God's love and protection, to see his glory. And he gave us bread and wine to join with him and with one another. Oh, he is amazing. And he intimidated the authorities. And he provoked his enemies. And wicked men and evil spirits conspired to kill him. And he faced down the fear and embraced his destiny for us. And he welcomed the betrayer with a kiss. And still called him friend. And he did it all willingly of his own volition because he loved us. And scheming men sat in judgment on him. And they condemned him and handed him over. And they spat on him and beat him and mocked him and nailed him and killed him. And he took it all as a willing ransom for our sins. And he who knew no sin became sin for us. And God laid on him the iniquity of us all. And he entered God's forsakenness for our sake. And by his stripes we are healed. And he drenched the earth with his blood, not anyone else's. And he washed us whiter than snow. And his executors said, truly this man was the Son of God. And they laid him in a stone cold tomb. And he descended to the depths. And he preached freedom to the prisoners. And he set the captives free. And he shattered the bonds of death. and the last word as he pushed the stone away. The last word he had. And he cancelled the debt of sin. And he satisfied the justice of God. And he redeemed us from death and hell. And he disarmed the demonic. And he brought us from exile. Isn't he just amazing? And ascended to heaven to sit beside the Father in our stead. And there he prays for us all day and night. And he sent us his Spirit's power to be with us forever. And he asked nothing from us but faith and love. And he placed us in a family. And he sent us out to tell others of his love. And he's praying for us. He's praying for you right now. And he's coming back to be with us. And he will judge the living and the dead. And he will wipe away all our tears and drive away our fears and heal our wounded years. And he will fully, finally vanquish all evil and he will make all things right. Meanwhile, he's still healing. He's still cleansing. He's still delivering. He's still inviting. And today, 2 billion people follow him. Today, 2 billion people follow him. And many millions suffer for faith. And one day, the whole earth will be covered with his glory. And he is called Jesus, which means God saves us. And he does. And he is Emmanuel, which means God is here for us. And he is the Lord. Which means he is the Lord. He is the Lord. He is God over us. Isn't he amazing? Can we stand this morning? As you stand, would you just close your eyes and start to declare who he is to you? Start to declare who he is today. Start to declare what he has done. Oh, Lord, come on, with your voices. What can you say about Jesus? Start to say it in this moment. Start to tell yourself. Start to speak it out. Thank Jesus for who he is. Thank Jesus for what he's done. Thank Jesus that he's coming back. Lord, we honor you. We glorify you this Christmas. Lord, we thank you that we have voices to sing, voices to shout. Oh God, we worship you. We say we love you. Would you be glorified in this church? Would you be glorified through our lives? We thank you, Jesus, today for reminding us who you are and whose we are. In this moment, with every eye closed, every head bowed, as you've been hearing about Jesus today, as you're hearing the gospel, the good news, the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have eternal life. The Bible tells us that we have all sinned and that we fall short of his glory. Sin is falling short of who God is, falling short of what he desires. We have all done that. We have all sinned. But Jesus has made a way. And God made a way by bringing Jesus so that we could have a relationship with God, a personal relationship with God. Do you have a personal relationship with God? How do I have a personal relationship with God? God created you for a personal relationship. Just like a relationship with your brother and sister. Just like your relationship with your wife. Your relationship with your dad. With your mom. God wants to have a relationship with each one of us. But all of us sin. And this sin distances us from God. This sin is what separated man and woman from God at the beginning. But God sent his son Jesus to live a perfect life. To show us how to live, to show us how to love others, to show us how to love the Father God. But then Jesus had to die. He had to give his own life. He had to be killed, whipped, scorched, wounded, bloodshed, so that there would be a price paid, a sacrifice to pay for our death. That when we die, that would not be the end, but that we would be with the Father in heaven. He paid a price. He died, but He rose again to defeat death. That if we are to walk into a relationship with Him, say yes to Him, that we can start a relationship with Him here today on this earth. How do we do that? We do that by believing in God. We do that, the Bible says, by confessing with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believing in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. And we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that He, Jesus, demonstrated His love for us, that while we were still sinners, He died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that He gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with Him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in Him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that He is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that You are the Son of God. I thank You that You love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow You. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that You fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after You. I thank You that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.